All right. Okie dokie. All right. Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Welcome to the Start From Scratch podcast show. I'm your host, Troy Williams, back again. Yes, sir. This is Pod 198. Thank you guys for always tuning in. Shout out to Spotify. Once again, guys, make sure if you're listening to me, I'm going to reiterate it again. Listen to me only on the Spotify app, okay? Just do me that one favor. Listen to the Start From Scratch podcast show on Spotify app. If you can, okay, oh well. But if you can, that'd be really great. Like I said, it's the only way I can properly monetize this thing at the moment. So yeah, if you can listen to me on Spotify, that would be much appreciated. And shout out to Spotify. Let's get the shout outs out the way for the program. Follow us on IG, Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word. That's Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word. Also, like and subscribe our page and follow us on YouTube, Start From Scratch Podcast as well. Links are in the bio. And then you can follow me on Twitter as well at @original_TB because I tweet sometimes. So yeah, much appreciated. As always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you guys are doing well out there. Okay, it's pretty much summer now, right? We're in June, and weather's not too bad. Sunshine and not a cloud in sight. So yeah, it looks like we're really back outside. But yes, years are going by fast as always. Years are flying by, But as I told you guys last week or last episode, so I'm in the basketball league, and we play every Tuesday, and we won again. We are either 4-1 or 5-1, I don't know, but we only lost one game. I only had 21 points. I don't care. It's nothing. It's just balling, getting buckets. We got a great team, and so this seems to be working out well. And playoffs start next week, so wish us luck, and hopefully, look, I'm pretty optimistic we can win this whole thing. So that'd be a good way to kick off the summer, right? Huh? Yeah. So yeah, looking forward to that. So yeah, I'll keep you guys updated on my stats and our record, and if we win the title. I'm trying to win the whole thing. You know, I'm trying to get the MVP too. I don't even know if they do that in this league, but if we do win, I'm gonna make it up. Okay, if we do win, I'm gonna be like, hey, and for MVP, I'm gonna have the MVP. I'm gonna buy a trophy, and I'm just gonna give myself an MVP award. Who's gonna stop me, huh? But no, yeah. So yes, like I said, it's been good so far. And speaking of basketball, we are in the NBA Finals, and game one was yesterday. The Nuggets beat the Heat. I won't go too deep into it. As I predicted, I think Denver's the better team, but you can't count Miami out. You know, you can't count Miami out. I mean, Denver for sure looked like the best team. I think they were up by like 20-some in the third. Miami fought back a little bit, so we'll see what happens there. I got Denver though. Don't ask me how many games. If you had to hold my feet to the fire, I would say 6. But let's see how Miami responds. You know, they have been counted out all season, so I'm not gonna make it seem like they don't have a chance. So I'm just expecting a good series. So we'll see. But I got Denver. Denver's just too good. While we're on NBA basketball, I gotta give you a John Morant update. Yesterday before the game, Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, he held a press conference, and then, you know, he was just giving the, you know, talking about, you know, the direction of the league and, you know, all that good stuff, ready to kind of, you know, summarizing the year. And then, and someone asked him about John Morant. And so, and he, I mean, to sum it up, he pretty much was like, look, It says, in terms of timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information. Since I was still asked about the situation, I would say we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the players' association agreed with us that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of the series to announce the results of that investigation. It's better to park that at the moment, at least any public announcement, and my sense now is that shortly after the conclusion of the playoffs. So, sounds like the NBA, like I told you. like I said it before, man, this is the last thing you want is the NBA on your ass. That's the last thing you want. And John didn't get it the first time. So now, because they let him off easy, they say, you know what, Ja, we going to just sweep this under the rug, Ja. But here we are. Here we are now. And it says, in terms of timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information. This doesn't sound good for Ja. They're going to make an example out of this guy. That's what's going to happen. I can't wait in the finals now. I want to know what kind of punishment he's going to get. People are saying 25 games, half a season. I think it's leaning more towards half the season, but we'll see. I mean, what other additional information did they find? Is it worse than what we thought? That's going to be the real determining factor. Like, okay, you're flashing guns on IG. You said you weren't going to do that anymore. You're going to, you know, make better decisions. But additional information? I just wonder what they... I just would love to know what they uncovered. So, best of luck to you, Ja. Good luck, buddy. Hey, man, look. In all fairness, like I said, you know, he had to have a wellness check a couple weeks ago. You know, hope you know. I'm sure this is rough on him. I'm sure this is tough. I'm sure this is a tough go, Ja. And I'm tired of talking about it, but I gotta talk about it. You know, I gotta talk about it. So we'll just see what happens at the end of the finals. I'll be watching. Adam Silver, we'll be watching. We will be watching, man. Yeah, okay. What else is going on, man? I heard Al Pacino is expecting a baby. That's right. Al Pacino, who was 82 years old. 82. Expecting a baby from this woman, and I think her age is 29. City boys up, man. I'm playing. But look, I mean, 82. Good, you know, hey, shout out to Al Pacino. He's still working out there. You know, man, I hope I'm going to be, you know, moving like that when I'm 82. So, props to him. But apparently he wants a DNA test at this point. He's like, I don't know about this. This might be a setup. Hey, as you should, Al Pacino. He's probably sitting back, first of all, that's my Al Pacino impression. He's like, first of all, I didn't even know this thing worked. I thought I was shooting blanks and now you're pregnant. Who else you been sleeping with, huh? I'm sure this is how this conversation went. Who else have you been sleeping with?
I'm just with you. I've only been with you.
Liar.
I've only been with you, Al. I've only been with you.
This car alarm next to me has been going off ridiculous random times. And I apologize. I might have to edit this out. Bear with me for a minute. Son of a gun. It's like it's a timer on this thing. And it's just parked there. No one's touching it. Oh my God. It's been bugging me for days. Just randomly. Anyways, back to my the car alarm just ruined the scene. Where was I? Pregnant? What you mean you're pregnant? I didn't even think this thing worked anymore. I thought I was shooting blanks, and now you're all of a sudden you're pregnant.
Who else you been sleeping with?
I've only been sleeping with you, Al.
Liar. Well, I'll be the judge of that. But in the meantime, don't think you're getting off so easy, because when that baby gets here, it better be mine. I'm on a DNA test. Say hello to my little friend.
I assume that's how it went. But 82, man, I mean, I'd be suspicious as well. Because, look, that she could just be saying, look, here's the thing. I think I've seen this on Law and Order before. You know, she could have just got pregnant, dating Al Pacino, messing around. I'm sure she let him play with the kitty cat. Okay, I'm sure she let him play with the kitty cat. Okay. Meanwhile, she had some other dude on the side, and they said, "Hey, I'm gonna knock you up, and then when you get pregnant, you tell Al, and then boom, tell him the baby's his. Cha-ching! Oh yeah, we in the money. So yeah, Al, but yeah. Be careful, buddy. I would." Get that same DNA. I'd get three. Okay. One from the hospital. Then I do my own DNA test. Just, you know, and then I go to the clinic. I don't know. I need three just to make sure. Ain't gonna try to entrap me. That's what they do, man. That's what they do out here. Trust me. I know. I know. That's what they do out here. And shoot, with inflation, you know what I'm saying? The way things are out here, Al Pacino probably looking like a lick to her. She was like, and apparently I guess old dudes are a thing. She was dating Mick Jagger before. That's what I heard. And who's that dude from the Beatles? Paul McCartney, whatever. Yeah. So apparently she likes old dudes, and it sounds like a serial senior citizen and trapper. Cause what's her end game here, and why don't they want to keep her? They probably peeped her scam, and they're like, no, you gotta go, get out of here. You trying to get pregnant by me and get this child? Nah, you ain't gonna get out of here. So yeah, Al Pacino, you better be careful, buddy. Better be careful, man. Get that DNA test, buddy. Get that DNA test. What else is going on? Man, like Joe Biden falls again. Oh, come on. Apparently he was giving like a commencement speech or something. I don't know. I forget where it was. But he apparently tripped over a sandbag and fell. And, you know, look, it's nothing to laugh about, nothing to laugh at or laugh about, okay? But enough's enough, Joe. I've seen Joe Biden fall more times in a year than I fall in my whole life. I swear to God. during his whole, not talking about just this year. We don't even talk about his whole term since he's been president, okay? Enough's enough, Joe. But Joe Biden, this is it, buddy. After this term, you got to go. It was a pleasure, okay? It was a pleasure, and look, no hard feelings, but you just got to go, man. Look, the morale's already low in America. The morale's on the floor, man. And we can't keep seeing you fall like this, bro. We just can't. Okay, enough's enough. Enough is enough, Joe. I need you to either have a walker, okay? Because even when he walks, it just looks like it's struggling. Like I said, not making fun of him, not a laughing matter. But at this point, does he need a cane? Like, what's wrong with having a cane? Like, you know, just get your little pimp walk on. Okay, just get your little pimp walk on, Joe. That's all you gotta do, baby. Just get a cane, man. You'll be all right. You know, you might actually go up in the polls and you get the cane. Just like, hey, motherfucker, veto that shit. You don't have to talk like that, but I assume you would. The pimp would just come out. Hey, man, did you? You know what? We need a president as a pimp. We need a pimp that's a president of the United States. That would be the greatest thing in the world. Just think about how amazing that would be. Ugh. Magic Don Juan. Who do we need to get? Snoop. We just need a. I mean, no, I don't want no famous person. I want straight raw pimp. Okay, we never met this guy before, but he an OG original pimp, and he know how the game go. I imagine how dope that would be having him as a president. Man, that'd be sick. Hey man, I'm gonna need you to sign that bill before I slap you.
that's the one. You heard it here first. The next president of the United States needs to be a pimp. I don't want no Donald Trumps. I don't want no Bidens. I don't want no nothing. I don't want nothing like that. I want a pimp who dressed like he's in the circus with, you know, all the colors. He got the fur coat. He got the pimp hat, the cane, the gold rings, and he got security. Come on, man. That's the best. Now you want to make America great again. Okay, you want to really make America great again? That's it.
I'm canceling all the student loan debt. Don't nobody got time for that.
That would be the best thing in the world. That'll be it. I'm just gonna end the podcast right now. I gotta go talk to someone about this. We need to start a campaign. We gotta find this guy. Wow.
He ain't got no first lady. He don't got no first lady. He got first ladies. Okay. You never know who coming it up. You never know who he showing up with. Ooh, what a flex. He be flexing on the world.
Okay, now I ain't gonna take much disrespect here, but you keep acting like that over there, Putin. We gonna do something. I'm gonna drop something on you, okay? And I ain't talking about no game. Okay? I'm gonna drop something on you. I ain't talking about no game. Okay? Because you talking to me like I'm some punk over there in Russia.
He gonna stop all that Ukraine. He gonna end that Ukraine war. Okay? We ain't doing that.
We ain't sending no more money to Ukraine. I don't know them. That money belongs in my pocket. That belongs to the people.
Man, that's that. Look, hey, if I saw that, I'm in. I'd be 100%. That way I know, I would really know what to expect. I would really know who I'm talking to. Because right now, with these politicians, you don't know who you talk to. But if it was a pimp, you would understand what the hell he's talking about. Hey, man. You heard it here first, man. Oh man, how do we get on this path? Oh yeah, Joe Biden falling, told me he needed a cane, and we got to all the way to a president as a pimp, as a president of the United States. That'd be dope. I would watch the news every day. No, 100%. I wouldn't change the channel. Nothing else would be more important than me watching the news every day if our president was a pimp. I mean, the motor craze already a Cadillac. Stop it. Come on now. The presidential motor craze already a Cadillac. He don't even got to do nothing.
That's a Cadillac. Oh, we could. that's a Cadillac. Okay, I thought you was going to bring me like a broke-ass Chevy or something. But that's a Cadillac. We cool.
Oh, man. That'll be a good skit. That'd be a good skit. But no, I want to find this guy. I think that's what America needs. America needs a pimp as a president. That way, when you know something go down, money come missing, you know what's, because you know what you're dealing with. Mr. President, where did the $2 trillion go?
Look, I don't know, okay? But you know, y'all need to stay up our business. Am I not the president? Why would I tell you what I did with the money, bitch?
Okay, I was not. Let me stop. I'll be over here playing too much. I'll be playing too much. Oh gosh. Okay, yeah, okay. Moving on. Speaking of politics, I think the US just passed what is it here? It says US Congress versus historic default, and they approved the debt limit suspension. So I guess they passed that bill to
It says the U.S. Senate on Thursday passed bipartisan legislation backed by President Joe Biden that lifts the government $3.4 trillion debt ceiling. So they raised the debt limit, pretty much. Averting what would have been a first ever default. Yeah, so the U.S. Senate voted 63-36 to approve the bill. And so there you go. So, I mean, I guess the main thing is, like, you know, if this didn't happen, we would have... It would have been really bad. Okay? A lot of jobs would have been lost. The Treasury Department had warned it would be unable to pay its bills on June 5th if Congress failed to act by then. We are avoiding default tonight. That's what they said. Biden praised Congress. Blah, 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 blah. The bipartisan agreement is a big win for our economy and the American people. So, I thought there was something in here about, like, let's see. Which is battle and in the coming months, Senate will continue to work to provide for the common defense of the. I thought there was something that's in there. It says with the legislation, the borrowing will be suspended until January 1st, 2025.
It's good news. Okay, we're gonna spend more money. Okay, that's pretty much what they're saying. They're pretty much saying we raise the debt limit so we can spend more money, and that's where we're at. So we all got jobs still, so it's all good, right? It's all good. So yeah, just wanted to put that out there as well. How are we doing on time? Okay, cool. And other news. This is great. Last few episodes, I've been talking about the FX docuseries about Tupac called about Tupac and his mom, Afeni Shakur. And it just came out this week that Tupac will get a Hollywood Walk of Fame. He will get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I believe they're going to do it June 6th. And his sister will be accepting the Walk of Fame for him. So congratulations to Tupac. You know, I would say much deserved, but probably more just overdue. But man, I mean, like I said, I think Tupac would be 52 if he were alive today. It's amazing what he's still accomplishing in death. You know, it's amazing what he accomplished in his life at the age of 25. You know, till the age of 25 when he passed away, and then what he's been able to do after his death. You know, I think he released like 5-6 albums, and you know, books, everything, and now he gets a Hollywood Walk of Fame. So congratulations to Tupac. How long will they mourn you, Tupac? We don't know. That was one of his I think that was one of his songs. Yeah, right. How long will they mourn me? So we don't know, Pac, but you know what I'm saying, but your works are still vibrating on the earth today. So so big shout out to Tupac for that. Gets a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So that is pretty dope. Pretty dope. All right. Let's see, before we get out here, we're gonna end on some sad news, unfortunately. For one, I don't know if I talked about it already, but you know, the Jamie Foxx news, you know, he had to go to the hospital. I think it's been about a couple of months now since the news came out that he had to be rushed to the hospital. The news has been pretty tight-lipped about it, but you know, rumors are going around, and you know, a lot of people on insiders who are on the insider saying that, you know, it was a stroke. We haven't heard from Jamie Foxx. We haven't, like, he was pretty active on social media, and so he has not put out a post. Nothing, anything. So it seems pretty serious, and it, you know, I mean, and I don't want to. I don't want to speculate too much. So don't take me for my word on this. But like I said, I think it's pretty clear that I think everyone knows. I think it's pretty accurate that he's had a stroke. How bad it are the, you know, how bad has it been since he got it? I mean, I'm hearing, you know, he could be temporary. He might be suffering some temporary blindness. He can't walk or talk. So I hope none of this is true. I hope it's, I mean, man, I mean, I just hope we get to see Jamie Foxx, you know, entertain us again, and, you know, and he could be around his friends and family, whatever. I mean, he's one of the greatest entertainers of my time for sure, you know. So I hope it's not that serious. I really don't. I hope it's not that bad. And man, just prayers to Jamie Foxx, man. Prayers to Jamie Foxx. That's one of the greats. So I hope it's not too bad. And hopefully we can hear from him soon, man. You know, it's just, you know, life is short, man. And you know, it's fragile too. So you know, it's just one of those things, man. So there you go. I hope he's just, you know, send prayers. And then before we get out of here, I don't know if you guys are too familiar with this guy. You should be by now. DC Young Fly. He's comedian, actor. You may know him from what's that show with Nick Cannon? Wildin' Out. He's been on there. But you know, this is some sad news. His girlfriend, who was also on Wildin', or fiance, I should say, his fiance, who was also on Wildin' Out. I guess they met there. Her name is Jackie O. She passed away yesterday at the age of 32. MTV Wild Out star reportedly died in Miami while she was undergoing a mommy makeover surgery. Oh man, that's terrible. According to insistent lead social media post, her cause of death is not yet known. Jackie, whose real name is Jacqueline Smith, leaves behind DC, who she had been dating since 2005, and the couple's three young children, Nova, Nala, and Prince. So they had three kids together. And yeah, man, I guess something went wrong with her surgery and she passed away at age of 32, man. And she, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. I mean, I'm praying, you know, DC, I'm hoping DC Young Fly has some loved ones surrounding him right now, because that is tough. That is tough. I mean, I can't imagine, and he has to be going through a lot of pain right now. So, yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, man. I honestly don't know what to say. I just know that that's got to be real tough on him. You know, you don't. I mean, I guess, you know, especially with any surgery, you always assume that risk or that possibility of something going wrong, but you don't really actually think it happened. And then, you know, she goes for a surgery and now that's the last time you heard from, I'm sure you say, hey, I love you and all this stuff before, you know, you're going for surgery and, you know, let me know. And you would never think that's the last time you talked to him. It's really sad. So I really, you know, it's really tough to even really come up with the words to say, because what are you saying in this situation? What do you say to DC Young Fly, man? I mean, you know, he just has to be going through it. And, you know, the kids are, I think they seem so young. I think the oldest is like 6. So you don't even know. And the rest are, you know, but 3, 2 or something like that. I don't know. That's tough, man. That's tough. So then, you know, you just lose your fiance and these kids lose their mom. So that's tough, man. So, you know, just send out healing energy to DC, DC Young Fly and just everyone surround that situation. That's tough. That's tough. You know, definitely, you know, prayers and condolences out to that, man. I don't know what to say. That's just, words can't even describe how you feel. So, yeah. So, just had to put that out there, man. And so, hey, look. So, that's gonna be it for me. This is Pod 198. Hopefully, I'll talk to you guys next week. You know, be safe out there. As always, thanks for tuning in. Like I said, man, if you're gonna listen to me, just listen to me on the Spotify app, man. Okay. Don't make me say it again. Otherwise, I'll have my president pimp come, you know, and talk to you guys a little bit. No, I'm playing. But no, thanks for tuning in. Start for Catch Podcast. Start for Catch Podcast. Can't talk. Start for Catch Podcast. Troy Williams. I'm out.